All right, you're listening to Green Left Radio on Free CR 855 AM. And we're very happy to be joined here today by Kieran from the Black People's Union. Kieran is one of the kind of founders of the Black People's Union, which is actually a new First Nations-led organisation standing up for the sovereignty of First Nations. So good morning, Kieran.
Walawani, thanks for having me on.
So, to start, for our listeners, because Black People's Union has actually just been formed, and I think, you know, you organised, a protest recently, and you have actually been involved in some other activities. I guess for our listeners, can you give us a bit of an overview, you know, of the Black People's Union, you know, how it's sort of formed and, you know, what you kind of stand for?
Yeah, no worries. So, the BPU, we're a revolutionary organisation of First Nations people working towards achieving full self-determination, recognition of our sovereignty and our land back. Back in December, publicly came out back in December. We've been around for about 5 months now. In that time, we've spread across most of the continent. The only place we don't really have membership at the moment is Western Australia. All the other states we have membership in. And, yeah, we've been really picking up momentum.
And can you tell us, about, what is the Black People sort of union kind of positions on, you know, what can you tell us a bit about some of the kind of political positions that you would have in relation to kind of First Nations sovereignty? Because I guess some of the common sort of political kind of themes for, you know, political discussions that are obviously happening within the First Nations community is obviously, you know, discussions around how to address, you know, Black deaths in custody, the question of treaty, and also, your position on this, this whole voice to kind of parliament sort of debate.
Yeah, all right. So I suppose to start off with, the way we view sovereignty is a bit different to the way that things like the voice to parliament and the Uluru Statement view sovereignty and the way that the government has framed our sovereignty. It's been framed as, you know, just something that's some sort of spiritual notion. But, you know, it's obviously much more than that. Our sovereignty is akin to the sovereignty of other nation states. You know, to us, our sovereignty means our unfettered right held in collective possession by the members of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nation, which confers the usage, access, management and custodianship of our land, waters, minerals and natural resources, and, of course, the right to have our, you know, unimpeded self-determination over our own political, economic and social affairs. You know, it's much more than just some spiritual notion or romanticised notion. It's a real tangible thing that, you know, confers the power and authority to us to be able to actually manage our lands and manage our people. The only problem is, of course, rights only exist so far as you can enforce them. So, you know, part of the reason why we formed is to try and bring together Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people across the continent in a pan-Indigenous revolutionary movement so that we would actually have the combined strength and power to be in a position to, you know, start actually enforcing our sovereignty and our self-determination and start governing ourselves.
And I guess in terms of, like, you kind of described kind of your position on kind of sovereignty, can you tell us about, you know, what are some of the kind of activities and, like, the campaigns that the Black People's Union is going to be kind of involved in terms of, like, growing your organisation and also building the First Nations movement?
So one of the main campaigns that we're working on at the moment is a no campaign against the upcoming referendum. Pardon me. No campaign against the upcoming referendum. We are opposed to it for a whole lot of reasons. I could talk for hours about this, but I suppose the gist of it is that we believe it doesn't go far enough. It's not something that is going to give us any power or authority over our own people and our affairs. We've seen dozens of similar advisory bodies set up over the past 50 years that have all failed to actually do anything to improve our material conditions and address the, you know, oppression and exploitation of our people. And not just, you know, Indigenous advisory bodies. There's been other things too, like Royal Commissions, for example. You know, we've had the Royal Commission to Aboriginal Deaths in Custody, Home Report. The Royal Commission to Aboriginal Deaths in Custody is 32 years old now, and that still hasn't been fully implemented. You know, our Indigenous incarceration rates are still continuing to skyrocket. Every single year they grow. our deaths in custody rates are ongoing. You know, there's no change there. We're at 540 plus deaths in the last 32 years. So, you know, we don't put any faith in the government to be able to address our problems. At the end of the day, the primary contradiction here in Australia is colonisation. This government was set up on colonisation. It thrives off of the exploitation and oppression of our people and land. And, you know, we don't believe that it's in a position to be able to address itself and what it's doing to our people and our country.
And how can people, like, for any sort of First Nations listeners who might be kind of tuning in, or how can people kind of get involved and, I guess, support the Black People's Union?
There's a few ways to get involved. So we've got Indigenous membership, of course. Our members, though, aren't like a typical member of a, you know, typical union. Our members are expected to be a lot more, I suppose, contribute a lot more and to be a lot more active. You know, we have very regular meetings, for example. We expect our members to come along to them all the time to participate and contribute. We also run educational classes and stuff. That being said, there is degrees to what level people can get involved with. Our educational classes, for example, they're not just for members. They're open to the public, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous. We run them every second Wednesday, and, you know, we encourage people to come along. We explore stuff like Indigenous sovereignty and self-determination, how we would achieve that, what that actually means, and as well as, you know, historical cases both in Australia and around the world of similar movement. We have also got an associate membership category for non-Indigenous people to join. So even though we are a First Nations-led organisation, we understand that at the end of the day, we need to work with the broader working class to be able to achieve what we want to achieve. So, yeah, there is that option as well if non-Indigenous people want to support us and help us out. We've also got a Friends of the Union sort of category for people who, you know, want to stay up to date with what we're doing, but don't quite have the capacity to commit to organising themselves. People can jump on that. It's kind of like a, I suppose, an email list where we send out our newsletters and updates on our campaigns and how those campaigns are going, what we've got planned for the future, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, there's always the option to donate. Any money we get goes back into funding all our campaigns and the union itself. You know, we're completely not-for-profit. No one who's in the union receives any sort of pay or salary or anything like that. But, yeah, there's a few different ways people can get involved. If they want to, they can head over to either our Facebook or our Instagram to contact us. There's also links on there for our website, which is just blackpeoplesunion.org. On there you can find more details about membership as well as our demands, our campaigns, et cetera, et cetera.
Kieran, can you, thanks for that. And I guess you've given a good kind of overview of how people get involved. We're getting kind of to the end of our before we have to get into the kind of next segment of our program. Do you, I guess, have any kind of final comments that you would like to kind of conclude on, like any sort of political points you'd like to kind of assert and so on?
We just, I suppose, encourage people to support us and to join us in our campaigns. You know, at the end of the day, the primary contradiction here in Australia is colonisation. We take the approach that the Australian colonial state is a sub-imperial power occupying 300-plus Indigenous sovereign nation. We just call on the working class and the left in general to, you know, get behind us and support us in our fight for self-determination and sovereignty. And, you know, it's something that will only benefit the wider working class. It's not a, you know, black versus white sort of thing. It's just about, you know, achieving justice here on this continent and in a way that will improve the conditions of everybody in the working class.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Kieran. And it's been great having you on program. And I think, we'll definitely be on our program. We'll definitely promote any sort of activities and protests that you might have coming up on our program. And, we're definitely in solidarity with what you're trying to build. Thank you very much.
No worries. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Kieran.